Hello, my loves, and welcome back to Just a Girl. This is my second time recording this because I was just recording it and a bird decided to let out the loudest scream you have ever heard. What the hell? But it's okay. I'm hoping that that bird has been quiet now. Anyway, I hope you have all had a lovely week and I'm glad you're all back here to listen. I am very proud of myself for something, so I thought I would share it on the podcast. I somewhat navigated the London Underground. This is a big deal for me and it is something that has caused me so much anxiety, so I just never did it. But on Tuesday I did and I realised it was completely okay and easy. Don't know why it took me so long to realise, but it's just one of those mental blocks that we all have. And it just made me realise that sometimes when you're scared of things, you almost have to force yourself into that situation. But it's completely okay to do it slowly. I took the tube with my friend Sophie, and I knew that my mum was in London if anything went wrong. But now I've done it, and I know I can easily do it again. I also want to publicly apologise to Sophie because I was stressed and I was walking so fast and I'm quite tall so I can walk really fast and she was kind of lagging behind me and I was like, Sophie, hurry up. But it's okay. We made it out alive. We're all good. So today I want to speak about being vulnerable and emotional in this generation. We still very much live in a society where emotions can be shamed. And although the world is progressing more and more, it is undeniable that as humans, we can feel compelled into hiding our emotions in attempts to protect ourselves and not face judgment. As women, I'm sure we've all heard those little comments such as, "Are you on your period?" and the feelings or emotions being invalidated, especially when dealing with romantic relationships. We're taught to play it cool around our crush and not show when they've done something that's pissed us off. Boys will mock you and make you feel ashamed for speaking about your emotions. They'll call you dramatic and it's just awful. And I've been there. You feel embarrassed and you regret even saying anything. Speaking up about your feelings is an important skill which we must learn. Otherwise, we end up raising children and passing on this low emotional intelligence. I've been brought up proudly speaking my mind. And due to everything I've gone through with my mental health and childhood bullying, I've become used to opening up and sharing how I feel. You cannot expect your situation to change if you do not want to change it or you're too scared to change it. It can be so hard to focus on your emotions. You feel like you're burdening others. But you must remember that you are allowed to talk about how you feel and how others made you feel. You can still be a kind person and be angry at the way others have treated you. You can still love someone while being angry about what they did to you and how they hurt you. And that's okay. It's completely okay if you never accept what they did to you. You can still move past it, but you can still harbour that pain of what they did. I'm still hurt with the way people have treated me, but I accept that what they did will never be okay and I have to move past it with a little more caution towards them. You need to learn to offer yourself patience in the places where memories still feel raw. Emotions are not embarrassing. Your ability to feel is such a beautiful thing, and you mustn't let stigma and society hold you back from embracing and expressing your emotions. Part of life is being vulnerable. It can be so terrifying, especially when people you have trusted with your vulnerability have betrayed you. But at the end of the day, you cannot spend your life untouched. One day, you'll have to accept that people are good. People want to love every part of you. Your emotions, your flaws, all of you. Embracing your emotions makes life so much more fulfilling. And as a woman, we are able to feel things on such a deep level, which can be so beautiful. Although at the same time, it can be so hard, and it can feel like a weakness. Our emotional intelligence can make romantic relationships incredibly hard. An experience may seem like pure, true love to you, however, you don't know how the man feels about it. For me, I really struggled with this in terms of sex. In my last relationship, I didn't want to have sex as I saw it as a symbolic thing which I'm waiting to do. I see sex as an act of true love, sharing your body with someone and being entirely vulnerable with them. And I want to wait until I am with someone who sees sex in the same way I do. I feel in this generation, it can be incredibly hard to find someone like this. We live in a hookup culture, and while I understand some people just want to have sex for fun, and that's entirely okay, and it's their body, it's their choice, I feel like if you are not one of these people, it can be hard to have relationships where sex isn't involved. Well, I find the idea of virginity strange, as why should my worth be dependent on whether I have let someone have sex with me? I also find it hard to ignore this ideology altogether. The idea of our worth being dependent on how many people we have slept with is drummed into us constantly. As I grow up, I'm learning that it's okay to not want to have sex, and if your partner won't wait for you until you're ready, without putting any pressure on you, then they are not right for you. Have this conversation with your partner. Understand their views on sex and allow yourself to be vulnerable while speaking about it. And if they say that it's okay and they'll wait for you, you need to make sure that they know that waiting for you is still loving you in the process, and that while you're glad that they'll wait for you, you also want them to know that it doesn't mean they can kind of make comments about it and bring it up all the time when you've made it clear that you don't want to do that yet. It's also okay to let your emotions drive you. For example, I feel so strongly about these topics, I've made a whole podcast on it. I'm so passionate about helping people and using my painful experiences in a positive way to hopefully help other people and make them feel less alone. Being a human is so hard. We all have to grow up and learn as we go, and there's no guidebook to get you started. Even our parents. It's our parents' first time having children, so of course they won't be perfect all the time. Our parents feel the same emotions as we do, and it's so important we never forget this. Speaking about your emotions makes people understand you more and breaks the stigma around it. Being emotional and being vulnerable is beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you for all the support you have been giving me, and I'll see you next episode. Also, sorry, this one was a little bit short. But yeah, bye!